Joe Biden is now chasing the death to America voter. Commentary. It was Al-Quds Day last Friday. To celebrate the occasion, protesters in Dearborn, Michigan, chanted death to America and death to Israel while a speaker named Tariq Bazzi declared the United States, a place that's afforded him the liberty to openly support rapists, murderers, and terrorists, one of the rottenest countries on the planet, quoting Malcolm X, "It's the entire system that has to go," he explained to cheers of, what I assume, were American citizens. As commentator Seth Mandel noted on X, there's Charlottesville every other day in America, and barely anyone on the left cares. Most progressives, let's face it, either tacitly or openly support these days of rage. Al-Quds Day, a kind of international Islamic Nuremberg rally, was conceived by Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini and his gang during the Iranian Revolution, only a few months before Iranians murdered 8 U.S. servicemen and took 66 American hostages. I assure you, participants aren't merely critical of Israel's housing policy in Judea or civilian-to-commandant kill ratio in the war against Hamas. They want all 7 million Jews in that tiny country dead or scattered into dhimmi. Where is the outrage from the folks who have fainting spells every time a Republican criticizes far-leftist moneybags George Soros? Cowering in deathly fear that a progressive podcaster bro might accuse them of being Islamophobic, one imagines. Leftist and anti-Semitic pro-Hamas activists are vandalizing buildings, threatening Jews, cheering on martyrs, and shutting down events. Where are all the government officials who keep warning us that anyone wearing a MAGA baseball hat is probably the next Timothy McVeigh? It's not like radicalized Muslims ever engage in terrorism, I guess. But if parents who are sick of school boards undermining their children's education and futures are smeared as a domestic terror by this administration, surely those chanting death to America deserve a look. Granted, it would be weird. The same Jew haters who attend Al-Quds Day rallies or write for the Washington Post are the people Joe Biden is now cynically trying to mollify in his effort to win the 2024 presidential race and save democracy. Delegations of Democrats are sent to placate these defenders of barbarism and terror, sometimes quite literally. There is bad news for Democrats, though, until the United States launches a strike on Tel Aviv, which is what ceasefire proponents are chanting in New York, these people will not be placated. To earn these votes, our president now spreads Hamas propaganda himself, as do most of the media, which have functionally or openly taken the side of the terror group. Indeed, no matter how many ceasefires Hamas rejects, Democrats still demand Israel unilaterally stop fighting the people who hold American hostages. It is a demand we would never make of any other nation, a demand we would never abide by ourselves. Even that's not enough. The Biden administration, which creates and spreads myths about Jewish extremism in the West Bank to create a fake moral equivalence, is reportedly preparing to force Israel to mark products imported from Judea and Samaria made by Jews with special labels. Vile, indeed. But Mr. Biden will not rest until there is a Judenrein West Bank or his death to America constituents are happy. Whichever comes first. Mr. Biden, it should be noted, is a vacuous political zombie who has never met a position he hasn't dropped for a vote. Today, he is surrounded by Obama-era advisors and Hamas sympathizers, though I repeat myself, who have long wanted the United States to be aligned with mullahs of Iran as a counterbalance to colonialist Western capitalists of Israel. And now that Democrats like Chuck Schumer have sold out the Jews to the vultures for a few votes in Dearborn, nothing holds back progressive Democrats from normalizing the anti-Semitism that already infects the hard left. This is not everyone's fight, I realize. But remember, the same people who chant death to Israel inevitably wish death to America as well.